What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Strictly Casual. I just didn't hit the record button, so we're doing this for a second time of the intro, it is what it is. Welcome back to episode 29 of the Strictly Casual podcast.
29, almost 30.
Your unoriginal podcast from unprofessional college students. James, we did not have an episode last week.
No, we didn't.
I was in Arkansas, and you were redoing your room.
Yep.
And that's just how it was. It was a good opportunity just to take a week off, recoup, get everything together, and be totally stoked for episode 29.
Yes, sir.
I'm so excited. Just to get a little bit of like housekeeping items out of the way at the beginning here, James and I start school again next week. Even though it's all online, our schedules are going to be changing like quite a bit. So we need to readjust our timing for the podcast. So right now, tentatively, we will be doing the podcast live Thursday nights around 6 or 7-ish. And then the videos on YouTube will still be going live Friday mornings. They'll just be scheduled for Friday mornings. And so if you want to keep up to date on that, like exactly the times and everything, you can join our Discord, which is going to be linked right under this video. If you're on Twitch right now, I think we have a link down there. And if you're on YouTube, we will 100% have that link on top. And we love connecting with you guys too. On the Discord, we also ask for like topics that you want to get covered, just hanging out, all that good stuff. So it's a good time. James, how was your 2 weeks, I guess, since we've done a podcast? Or actually just a week off. It's been about, yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, baby.
2 weeks. What have you been playing? What have you been doing?
God, I can't honestly remember the last game I played simply because I've just been remodeling. I did paint job on my whole room. Did all new baseboards, cut those bad boys, nailed those bad boys. Still working on it. All my walls are just completely bare right now. Got nothing on them.
That's what it is.
But working on getting some cool art pieces, maybe some little cool like vintage anime themed stuff. Mm-hmm. It'd be super sick. I've been looking, searching the internet. A buddy of mine, I text him or I just throw up a thing on my Instagram saying, hey, if you are a creative person and you want to donate or sell me some art, you know, I texted our buddy Nils.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I said I'd buy something off him because his artwork is super sick,
super dope.
Shout out Nils. And so my buddy who lives in Portland was saying, oh, my girlfriend's friend's grandpa just died.
Okay.
And so he was super like a big collector of all these art pieces, and they're literally about to go take him to the dump,
so you might get some great stuff.
You want me to grab some for you and I'll just ship it to you?
Yeah.
So I might be able to grab some super sick pieces for mad cheap.
Nice. That'd be awesome.
So we'll see if that happens.
Yeah.
We're banking on it.
What are you even playing? Anything? This last week's been busy.
All I've been thinking about is getting back into Persona 5. I'm not going to lie.
That's right.
I want to get back into Persona 5 and I want to get, I want to try out Remnant from the Ashes because it's, as it has been described to me, it's Dark Souls with guns. So I'm all into that.
Right. Sounds dope.
Sounds dope. Vin, you got to be in with me.
I know. I do. I need to play it. I need to download it and I need to get on it with you. But this week, James, I committed gamer sin.
I know you did.
So I go back to Arkansas and my buddy's son is about 9 years old.
Oh,
perfectly in that ripe, fresh Fortnite age, right?
Yep.
Where that's all he can think about, all he can do. So there was a couple nights before he went to bed because he had school in the morning. You know, we would play a couple rounds of Fortnite at night. And I'm not going to lie, I had a good time and I felt really guilty about it. I felt really guilty about having a good time. So we played a little bit and he's telling me about all this like Thor Fortnite stuff coming. I'm like, okay, this is actually kind of exciting. So what do you know? Season drops a couple days ago-ish?
Yeah, something like that.
On Tuesday? Yeah. So
I don't know.
I updated it on my computer, played a couple rounds, and I'm having a good time. I'm having a really good time. I've only played like 5 rounds, but I don't know, man.
Arvin, explain to me how the new like Avengers stuff works.
Just to quickly do a real run over, they changed the map. There's Quinjets now. Okay. You spawn on the helicarrier.
Wild.
There's challenge missions. There's Wolverine, Mystique, like Groot, Iron Man, all these like really cool characters. Mm-hmm. They hit the full spectrum with these guys. And they're bringing back old weapons that were when I used to play a lot, like the pump is back, things like that, that make it more exciting to me. They've gotten rid of a lot of the new BS they kind of threw in the last couple seasons.
Sure.
Make it more grounded game. And so I'm like, this is why I liked Fortnite. So I'm not going to commit to the season yet. I do have enough V-Bucks from my PlayStation to buy the Battle Pass if I so choose, so that I don't have to spend any money. So who knows?
Wow.
I might play it here and there. I have a buddy that just built a PC, and he loves Fortnite, so I might be playing a couple games with him every once in a while. We'll see.
All right.
Sorry. Long-winded Fortnite gamer sin moment.
No, it sounds like a good-ass time.
But James, what happened yesterday?
Gamescom, baby.
Opening night live. Last night.
Germany's biggest gaming conference.
That's right.
Honestly, like, one of the best digital conferences that we've seen. Honestly, I think it set the standard for the presentation aspect.
I think it was okay.
This is content aside.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm talking about the way that they presented it.
Absolutely. They had a fun little pre-show.
Jeff Keighley on the stage with Epic game engine rendering everything on screen, everything on the floor. It looked incredible.
It did look good. And it was pretty, the stream is pretty smooth. There was a couple times when it was totally glitched out where that. I was like, okay, I can barely tell what's going on.
I had no idea what the Warhammer game was. I didn't even know it was Warhammer. You had to tell me.
It was good on YouTube, at least.
It was good on YouTube, but Twitch was god awful.
Yeah, I watched on YouTube.
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay. So I think what we'll do here is we're going to go through it, hit the major games that like really stuck out to us and stuff. We don't have to spend a ton of time on stuff that didn't really matter to us, I guess, but we can go through it.
We'll just go straight through it.
Okay.
Bring straight through it. So on the pre-show, this was probably about 20 minutes before the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
We had Scarlet Nexus, which is a game we showed that promoed through Microsoft. In an early Xbox conference, like anime style game.
Yeah.
Looks super cool. I remember we had some complaints about the enemy design, just how it didn't look super cool. But this got a little gameplay trailer showcasing some of the abilities that you'll be able to utilize throughout the game. I wish it was a little more descriptive because it didn't really show exactly how some of these mechanics were going to work. But it looked cool.
Yeah.
There was a Dead Space / Doom 3-esque kind of horror game called Quantum Air that got a little gameplay trailer. Looked okay.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing enticing to me.
Ford revealed a gamer car, I guess.
Yeah, they did.
It's a digital render that's just it's only for digital platforms. It's never going to see the road, but it's gamer designed.
No,
as they said,
that was their next reveal, dude. They said, now we are going to try to make this prototype into a reality. And they're like, we're working on a full size, like replica, an actual movable vehicle. Like after that. Who knows? I don't know who this is for or why they did it. I don't get it.
Interesting.
But there it is.
Well, I just read an article that said from Roadshow that said Ford's new race car will never see the road.
Oh, I'm sure it won't race, but they're making like a full guy, a big guy.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
It looks wild.
It does very, look kind of wild.
It looks like something that you'd have as like a 2000, like you're 10 years old. Just going into middle school and you just got an iPod Touch and you're really into cars, so this is your wallpaper.
Wow, that was like oddly specific and right. Nailed it. You just absolutely nailed it.
Do you know how I know that? Because that was me.
Yeah,
I was that kid.
Been there. That was great. Wow.
My bike balance is awful right now.
Okay, next we got an in-depth look at Dirt 5 Custom Track Creator. Again, a game that I have not really any interest in, but yeah, cool.
It's out there for somebody, man.
Somebody's loving it.
Last but certainly not least, we got Jurassic World Evolution coming to Nintendo Switch November 3rd. Did you play Jurassic World Evolution, Finn?
On the PS4, maybe. I've seen people play it, but I have not played it personally.
A Zoo Tycoon park builder sort of thing.
Which I used to be totally into when that was the only game I would play. Like Roller Coaster Tycoon, like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Loved that crap.
You ever play the Jurassic Park Builder game for the PlayStation 2?
Uh-uh.
It was great.
Great.
It was so Damn. Cool.
Damn, maybe
you
I
ever play
back.
Oh my god, what was the was it called, like Thriller? Thrillville.
Thrill, of course.
Oh my god.
It was all the mini games and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That was PS3, Xbox 360.
Wow. We need another Thrillville. That's what we need.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, next we jump into the actual show. Pre-show's over. And this
show is Donzo.
This is important to me. So Jeff Keighley on the pre-show and at the beginning of the actual show, they kind of set expectations. He says, don't expect, like, expect some cool reveals and stuff, but not any mind-blowing,
right,
crazy stuff. Like, they're...
He set the bar appropriately.
Yeah, he said, this show is going to be substantial updates to things we already know about, and maybe have a couple surprises along the way, but don't go crazy. Because I think he knows well, he's well aware that people overhype these events and people get their hopes up. So he set expectations, and I thought that was a good move. I thought it was a good
Very
move.
Very accurate expectations.
Sure. Absolutely. So he opened the show right off the gate, Call of Duty Cold War. Just bust out of the gates.
Yep.
Again, confirming direct sequel to Black Ops 1. And I wrote, the numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
The numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
Remember the numbers. So good. Anyways, okay, Black Ops Cold War. This comes from IGN right before Gamescom. Says that Cold War runs at 4K, 120 hertz on next gen, which I do not believe until I see it.
No, absolutely not.
There's no way Cold War runs there.
There's no way Cold War runs at 4K, 120 hertz, and Ratchet and Clank runs 4K, 30.
Yeah, there's no way.
Absolutely not.
I'll believe it when I see it, but if that's true, I'm very, very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, multiple endings to this game. James, did you hear that?
That's cool. Yeah, multiple endings.
No, but did you hear it in the game, in the show, when he said that?
Yes. He said he was hesitant, but he was like, yes, multiple endings.
Yeah, I didn't really get it. Like, I don't know why they would do multiple endings, especially if they want to leave it open for sequels, which they do with every single Call of Duty game ever. Why would they put up multiple endings?
Is there any other Call of Duty game with multiple endings?
No. Not that I know of. Okay, so also, they said that we're going to get a early on campaign demo slice kind of dealio. But we didn't. We just got a cutscene, an extended cutscene. Which
we
looked
really
good.
Just got a cutscene.
We didn't get any gameplay. And the game's
Reagan looked
out.
Good.
Reagan looked really good.
Is that how you spell Reagan in the notes?
I don't know.
No.
But I don't want to check.
Reagan's definitely with an A.
Remember, it was quick. It was quick.
I know.
Just notes, man. Just notes.
I'm not trying to blast you.
The character models look really good in this game. And like
they do.
Damn good. I don't know if you played the Modern Warfare campaign.
No, because here's the thing, Vin. I've so given bad. Up on military campaigns.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
There's too much damn jargon, okay? There's always talking your ear off about intelligence and politics and all this stuff. And you know what? To be honest, I'm just trying to shoot people. And the more that I, like, I can't hear exactly what they're saying. So I have no idea what they're talking about at all. And they always have these super thick accents.
But James,
to try and,
it's boots on the ground immersion.
Shut up, man. It's... You know what? It's immersive because in that situation, I wouldn't know what's going on.
It's perfect.
So it's exactly representative of my real life.
It goes hand in hand.
It absolutely goes hand in hand.
But yeah, I was kind of disappointed we didn't get any Game Boy.
I was too. I wanted to see some like multiplayer reveal, something like that.
Like, dude, this game comes out in 2 months.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
we would have gotten... Dude, I think... During the summer, like during E3 time, we always got a multiplayer beta for a Call of Duty game. Absolutely every time.
Right.
And now that I don't see a beta for Call of Duty Cold War, it makes me a little worried.
There is.
There is.
Yeah, and when? For pre-order, you get 5 days early access. They said it's coming like mid-next month. So they have to show something in the next like couple weeks, dude. Mid-next month is 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Literally 2.5-3 weeks away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited. for Cold War. We'll see how it is. I'm not going to set my expectations super high, but I love Black Ops. I love Black Ops so much. And I really like the direction they're going with Modern Warfare and stuff. So we'll see. But my expectations are set. Like, I'm not going to be disappointed.
Do you think it's going to be this? Excuse me. Do you think it's going to be a new Battle Pass? Thank you, Nathan. There's also going to be PlayStation exclusive beta for.
Yes.
You get
Call of Duty Cold War. Well, it's not even. It's just you get a couple days even earlier.
Oh, sure.
Warzone is a standalone game. So, like, Warzone carries over to Black Ops. So, yes, right. I guarantee they continue the Battle Pass system. It'll just be gone in Modern Warfare. And now it'll be. Actually, dude, they probably won't leave. That'll be interesting if the Battle Pass system stays in Modern Warfare and is in Cold War.
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Or if it'll just be across all of them, which doesn't really make sense.
No.
But it'll definitely be between Warzone and Black Ops. Or Warzone and Cold War, for sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. That'll be really weird to see.
Very interesting. Next up, we have a game called Unknown 9, which is a brand new IP, brand new title that we haven't seen before. All we really got was a cinematic trailer in which we see an East Asian girl who kind of has like a Lord of the Rings Wraith World sort of power in which she can slow down time and she kind of phase through people, I guess. It looks pretty meta. And then on the final art for the game, right on that last like title card, the cast just looked insanely different.
Yeah.
Also, going back to Call of Duty just for a second, if you want Call of Duty on both platforms, it's a $15 premium. No?
$10. Yeah, $70 for Cold War gets you it on both consoles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry,
I should have corrected myself. It was right there.
No, maybe. You're good. This is cool. I don't really know what to say. The Unknown 9 cinematic trailer. I mean, I don't even know what it is. It looks like she was hiding a little jewel in the bricks, bro. She was like taking out this brick, and then she had her little jewel, and then she put her jewel back in the bricks. It wasn't actually a jewel, but it looked like it.
Looks like a jewel.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yep. Okay, next up, Doom Eternal story DLC. James, haven't finished Doom Eternal, correct?
I'm probably not even halfway through.
Okay, so you're still grinding it.
I'm still grinding, baby. It's great. It's great. It's really fast. It's hard.
Yeah.
But it's good. I definitely like. It's a quality game.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was more interested in exploring the first game through, but the second game is much more refined in pretty much every way.
Got it. It looks sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole like underwater portion where you go in this almost like not a submarine, but like one of those things you grab onto and it takes you through the water, and you surface and it's like this like an oil rig sort of thing.
Okay.
Where it's like in the water on these stilts. You got new enemies and big ass bosses, like literally God of War scale,
right? Huge,
like giant, enormous enemies. Made me want to play more of Doom Eternal.
Mm-hmm. Good. I hope you jump back in. I hope you stream it more because I like watching you play. It's fun.
Okay.
It's fast paced.
Yeah, I will be streaming more of that game very soon.
And you can find James and I Twitches below, right underneath. Okay. Yeah. Okay, next up we got BioWare's new Dragon Age game, which was just...
This was a weird presentation.
And you're right, dude. It was long. It was so long. For giving us no information.
Ugh.
Basically, here's the 2 points that I got from this maybe 6-minute section. There's gonna be a new Dragon Age game. And it's gonna focus on characters that don't have powers.
Which is cool.
You're going to love characters and you're going to hate characters. And they really wanted to make that clear also. And the final...
I feel like that's just self-explanatory for any RPG. Right.
If you write a character, obviously you're going to want some sort of like emotional draw one way or the another towards
them. Right. And you can't have all of them likable.
Exactly. And then the last note I got was that they're doing motion capture for the first time on Dragon Age to bring the lifelike characters.
Well, here's the thing. The last time we got a Dragon Age game, it was Inquisition back in, like, 2014.
Sure.
So that was back when not a ton of companies were doing motion capture, yeah. I think. So
I don't know. I guess it was just starting to get on the scene. Actually, especially if they do develop, it takes them years to develop Dragon Age, so maybe like 2010 they were doing that kind of stuff, so probably not. You're right. Yeah. But hey, that's cool. Good for them.
Okay, here's my thing for Dragon. If they do a new Dragon Age, they have to overhaul the combat system. It is not dynamic enough.
I mean, they won Inquisition. Big in 2014 when that game came out.
Yeah, they did, but I didn't like it.
Okay, fair enough.
It was a niche audience, mm-hmm. right? It wasn't for everyone. Even though it was very critically acclaimed,
yeah.
It was a very niche audience for the game.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll be excited to see what it is, how it is.
Now, Vin. Yes. Right after the Dragon Age game, the yes. unthinkable happened. Maybe the biggest surprise in this entire conference.
I'm glad I caught it.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd as Doc Brown.
And what does he do? What does he do, James?
He makes every Back to the Future reference you can think of.
Every
Back First to the Future
imaginable. Yes.
He infiltrates this conference.
Yeah.
With a dramatic entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, he emphasizes the importance of playing Surgeon Simulator 2, which is out right now.
Why in the world did they get Christopher? Someone had to pay Christopher Lloyd to do a 30-second to like a 60-second video about something like he's probably minutes. Never heard of.
It was like 2-3 minutes, but it was really long.
It was really long, you're right. He's probably never heard of Surgeon Simulator in his life. Has any knowledge of what that is. They're like, Christopher Lloyd, I know, bro. Like, you probably need some cash. You haven't done any movies in a while. We're going to pay you $20,000 for a 2-minute video. And I just need you to, like, advertise Surgeon Simulator 2. Can you do that? He's like, great, Scott. I'm in.
Do you think Doc Brown, he's just, like, morphed his persona into Doc Brown permanently? Like, that's just probably. Taken over his entire identity.
I mean, if I was Doc Brown, I would probably too. I imagine Christopher Lloyd lives on Cameo and does his, like, video recordings to fans all day. Good for him. God bless him. What a saint. What a saint. So, yeah, Surgeon Simulator 2 is out if anybody's interested. That's cool. You can play with friends. You know, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm assuming this will be a free game in, like, a year and a half or something like that, and then I'll play it a lot.
Okay.
Yep. And that's that. Now, next up, we got just a...
No. We can't go straight in and say what this was.
I'm not going to say what it was. Yeah.
The way they revealed this game...
Yeah.
...was they had this dude, like, running away from, like, zombies or whatever.
Yep.
And he, like, crashes down, like, on, like, sits down next to this lock or whatever. He's breathing heavy.
He's breathing hella heavy. And let me tell you right now... The production value on this trailer had to have been expensive, dude. There was cameras way up high taking shots. There was visual effects, bro. Like, the costumes, everything. Like, this had a budget for this trailer.
And on his, was it his phone? Or was it a laptop?
Bro, he gets a generator and starts... And then he plugs in his laptop to the generator, puts his headphones on, and what happens?
And on his screen, it's the most nondescript, like, bridge building game, whatever. All you see is just a fucking bridge on his screen. And then you hear, like, a zombie from the background, yeah. And he goes, and then you know he got it. He's dead.
He's dead. And then it cuts to, like, a cartoon screen, and it says, The Walking Dead Bridge Constructor.
And I'm like, in the notes I put The Walking Dead ... bridge constructor, and I just said, that's it, that's all we got.
I don't know, man. I don't even have anything to say. I don't have anything to say. I
literally... Maybe more of a surprise than Doc Brown.
That was two big surprises in a row.
I shit myself after that one.
He says, there's no way. Is that for real? Yes, it's very for real.
We shit you not. We can't make this up.
Yeah, I highly recommend just looking up the trailer just for laughs alone. Strictly for laughs. I don't even know what else to say about it.
I shit my pants.
It
was too much surprise.
And there we go. Okay, moving on. We got a 15-second trailer for a new Sam & Max game, which I'm actually kind of excited for. Yeah, dude, Sam & Max has been around a long-ass time. And
I said, hold the fucking phone.
Dude, I was, like, looking, and I was like, okay, this art style, like, okay, this seems a little familiar. These characters look a little familiar, and then it cuts to Sam & Max, and I'm like, oh, shit! And so, I guess we'll see.
I know nothing about Sam & Max games.
I don't even know how to describe it. I'll send you a video after this.
All right.
Yeah. It's cute. It's like a cute Melvin. Little. Yeah.
Sorry. It's a cute little game. Yeah, cute little game. Mm-hmm. All right. After this, we got maybe the longest game promo ever in gaming
history. Ever. James, I want to see the analytics of this trailer. I imagine just
finding out that this game is real.
Imagine the watch on GamesCon is like ramping up because there's some big game news coming up. And then this World of Warcraft expansion 20-minute trailer comes on and the views just go.
Oh, I'm sure.
Horrible.
I'm sure. I'll give it this though. The expansion looked cool.
Sure.
It was a cool concept.
Yeah.
Basically, you're basically like playing as angels or some shit like that.
Right.
And I thought that was cool as hell.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a whole 20-minute short.
Well, yeah, basically, they're going to release 4 short films that come with the expansion.
Yes.
And they're going to be short episodes. And we got an extended look at one of the episodes that is coming out. And we sure did.
That wasn't even a whole episode?
No, sir. That was an edited down, like,
very small version. Oh, my God.
And I'm not going to lie. It was interesting. If I was interested in WoW, I would like it. But since I'm not super interested in it, like, I was like, this is over my head. Way over. I would have enjoyed, like, a 30-second little thing, like a teaser for the episodes.
Yeah.
But we got a shitload of WoW.
This was the length of, like, an entire Overwatch character short film.
Yeah. No, that longer. We got.
You think so?
It felt longer. Maybe because I wasn't entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know. I thought it was cool. I said, Vin, this might be the thing that brings me into WoW.
Wow, damn.
But as you and I know, I can't do MMOs no matter how bad I want to do them.
James, we're going to change that with Genshin Impact.
Genshin Impact is the game of the year, baby. I'm calling it right fucking now.
I can't wait. Okay, and that WoW expansion drops 10/27/20.
Warhammer something or other.
The stream was stuttery. We didn't get any of it. I completely missed it, but we're getting a new Warhammer something.
Hold on, I want to get the official.
Okay. Super official. It's not even worth. Dude, there's so many Warhammer things. You're going to look it up. You're not even going to find it. Maybe?
I can't even find it.
Okay, forget it. It doesn't matter. All right, next up, we got Crash Bandicoot in real life in Germany, mask on, just being a menace, walking the streets, just doing his thing. And then Jeff Keighley makes some dumb joke that Crash went to Germany for this instead of realizing that the show is online. I was like, okay, funny, hilarious. But then we
I
got,
didn't even catch that joke.
We got one of the Crash devs. They come in, say there's going to be flashback levels in Crash 4, which are challenge.
Which we've kind of seen.
Yeah, kind of. They're challenge puzzle modes. They're supposed to be extremely hard. So inside the actual like mainline story levels of Crash, there's going to be challenges inside those levels to unlock these challenge levels.
Yes.
And it's for the hardcore fans of Crash to play.
For those Crashers.
For the Crashers.
I don't know what you call a hardcore Crash fan.
The Crashers is great. I like that. I like that a lot.
I like the Crashers.
Yeah. But that's it. That's all we got. I'm excited for Crash 4. I'm probably not going to buy it day one or anything, but I'm a big Crash fan, I'd say.
I'm not.
You didn't grow up on it, James. That was the problem.
I didn't grow up on it. That's the thing.
Yeah. That was like probably top 5 influential games for Vin as a kid.
Wow. Wow.
For sure.
That's big.
It's great.
All right. Next, we got some ads mid-show. Or Outriders,
just straight up
Red
ads.
Bull, Hyperscape. Yeah, you just get fucking ads. You got a anime Super Mario Strikers that I was freaking out way too much about, but I thought it was cool.
It's It's fine.
He like kicked the ball and there was like a blue eagle behind him.
Yeah.
That was sick.
It was cool.
I was like, holy shit, it's great.
No gameplay though.
No. But the next actual game we get is one that was promoted earlier in the year called Teardown from Tuxedo Labs.
Yeah.
And this game looks so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fully destructible game engine in voxel style. So imagine kind of like Minecraft.
But smaller pieces.
But like, yeah, a lot smaller pieces. And so the objective of the game is you have like two buttons. You have one button that you turn on and you have to get to the second button as fast as possible and then turn that one off. But like if you go too long, there are like people who come after you and like it'll fail the level basically. So what you do is you go through and destroy the environment before you press the first button in order to make the fastest path to the second button.
Yeah.
And then you gotta leave. Like you gotta get out of the dodge.
Which is, it looks super cool.
It looks so much fun. There's... All of the destruction looks super smooth.
Yeah.
Super realistic.
See that water, bro? You see the water?
I didn't see the water.
Looks great. Looks so good.
Wow.
There's some indie games that like don't look interesting at all to me, and then there's some indie games that like knock my socks off. And this would definitely hit the knock your socks off category of indie games.
Yeah. It's gonna be great. I'm sure it'll get a lot of praise.
It does look very cool. James, take this next one. I was over it. I was over it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We have Little Nightmares 2, which is an atmospheric horror game. It's our first look at gameplay. I don't remember what else the studio made besides the first Little Nightmares.
Yeah.
I never played the first one, but it really looks like really scary. and I said it's a very similar vibe to Limbo or there was another game that Limbo devs came out with that I can't remember the name of.
Oh my god. Alive.
Yeah. Alive. But I remember those being Limbo. Super cool games.
I love Limbo, dude. Like, full win all the way through.
But it's that same type of, like, dark horror. Yeah. Very atmospheric. Side-scroller-ish. But it has some 3D elements to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Finn. But all overall, looks cool to me. I might play it.
Sweet.
Finn, take maybe the best game of the entire show.
Here we go. Game of show, GamesCon, opening night live, 2020, WWE 2K Battlegrounds. Imagine them turning these WWE superstars into weird, compressed, big head, chode looking dudes. And then just brawling it out in cartoon wonderland. As a direct quote, a direct quote from this trailer. James, I'm going to let you take this one.
WWE is LIT.
That is a direct quote from this. I have absolutely no interest in playing this game. I cannot wait to see the memes that are made out of it. And that's about it.
This shit was so long.
It was super long. it's just a train wreck. I don't know.
God, it's a dumpster fire.
If you're a huge WWE fan, you'll buy this game. And the problem is there's not a bunch of huge WWE fans, and so I don't think this game is going to do well.
Wait. I can imagine the specific type of person who will play this game.
Hit me.
It's this 12-year-old kid named Tanner who has diabetes, and he has a mohawk, but it's also bleached down the middle and the rest of his head is not bleached.
I know a 12-year-old named Tanner, but doesn't fit any of the other Oh god. Yeah, you're right. Anyways, that's a thing.
Then
we got a lot more games to go through. And then we gotta keep cooking through games.
Oh, we gotta roll. Okay, we'll cook.
We gotta
we're
cooking. Cook.
We're flipping burgers.
We'll go into details on the main stuff. We gotta cook through some of this fodder.
Yes, we do.
All right. Love My Life was on screen. Sydney Goodman.
Love her.
Yep. Curious Expedition 2, they showed. Looked amazing.
No idea.
Nated in chat says, you lost me at Walking Dead Bridge Constructor. Damn, I'm so sorry. Okay, anyways. Yeah, Curious Expedition indie game. This goes in the knock your socks off category for me. Looked really cool.
It was just really in-depth.
I don't get it. Like, I don't know what it is.
I don't get it either.
It looks cool.
I have no idea, but it looked cool. Star Wars Squadron story mission with light narration from the devs.
No.
That's it.
It was just like a trailer of the gameplay. It wasn't even like them completing
it. It wasn't like a demo.
No.
No.
Yeah.
We have Sims Star Wars, where this happens.
This is real too.
Yep, you go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge as a Sim. In
Sims. And you can.
Oh my god!
There's now Sim style houses, Sim style pets, Sim style
or Star customization. Wars style.
Oh, sorry, Star Wars style. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It was so weird, dude. Your character's walking around Galaxy Edge speaking the Sims language, you know? The like.
And it's like. Just Jiminar, but doo-doo.
Yeah, and they just. They get it. I wish I got it. James, you were cracking up during this trailer.
I really was. I thought it was so fucking funny.
It was hilarious. Good for them. Good for them. Let's just move on. Sims 5?
Followed by this is an actual good game that looks incredible. Narrated by Willem Dafoe himself.
Now, James.
Is 12 minutes.
I didn't know that this was narrated by Willem Dafoe until halfway through when I was like, oh my god, this is Willem Dafoe. And right when I typed it out, it says, narrated by Willem Dafoe. And I was like, oh my god, the Green Goblin himself, bro.
So cool. I love Willem Dafoe. Looks super interesting. It's one of those games we kind of have no idea what's going on other than it's heavily narrative-based. Yeah. It looks like a lot of different options for things that can happen during the span. I'm guessing the game takes place within a span of 12 minutes. And it's kind of on a time loop sort of thing. That's what I got, because there's a lot of different huge events that can go on.
I mean, people were dying. People were arguing.
Yeah.
People were crying.
Yeah, it was.
It's all.
I think this will be one of those indie games that'll like totally get a lot of awards.
Totally agree. Yep. It looks sick.
Then we have the best game ever, Godfall. We have no idea what's going on here. That's it.
James, Godfall, they said, look at this armor set that's going to come with launch of Godfall. Check out this 30-second gameplay of this guy slashing up some bad guys. And then it ended.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
We got Warframe, Heart of Deimos.
I watched a little bit of this on Twitch. I saw someone play it, and it actually looked pretty fun and way different from when I played it in 2014. It's not enough for me to like go back in and like check it out or anything, but I was like, oh. I can see why people play this. Looks dope.
Yeah, looks cool.
Yep.
All right, Ben. Take the next one.
Next up, we had Override 2 Super Mech League. This we got a little trailer for. It's just mechs battling it out.
It looks so fucking cool.
Transformers crossover, and I wrote that I already knew James was in. James,
I'm in, baby.
Anything when there's mechs, you can count James in.
I just want to see giant robots, baby.
Yep. And that's that. That was that.
That was that. It's cool as hell.
But next up, we got a Mafia remake trailer, and I'm so
excited. Let's
go! I'm so excited. And I don't know if it's just because I haven't played Mafia 1 before, and so like I'm excited to play it for the first time in this brand new remake thing. I'm not going to lie. The 2K shooting mechanics, especially in Mafia 3, sucked. I hate the shooting mechanics in Mafia 3, and I'm really hoping they overhaul it and make it a lot different for this remake, because that's going to be the thing that turns me away. But I want to experience the story, so I'll probably play it regardless.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. That's it.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Okay, explain to me this next one.
So this game is called Lemnis Gate, and they explain it as a turn-based first-person shooter.
Right.
So the way I understand it, I'm still not entirely sure, but the way I understand it is you have a 25-second time loop that you can kind of... you put into play, but you also can, you change it and edit it to, I don't know, kill someone, not be killed yourself.
You go back and forth. You plot your course. The other guy plots his course, and then it plays. And then you you can shoot each other while you're going through those courses or something. I don't know.
I don't get it either.
It looks kind of cool though. I don't know. I haven't seen a turn-based
first. It's either going to really catch or really not.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the biggest game for, oh my god, Vin was so excited about this fucking game, right? He was Lego Star Wars, right?
You're kind of right.
And I was like, Vin, like, this is cool, I guess, but like, I just don't see myself like playing it. Like, it's just not the thing anymore, right?
Let me give you this hype level.
All right.
It was announced, James, that we were getting a next-gen LEGO Star Wars game. But not just a next-gen LEGO Star Wars game, because we've seen those. Or we've seen Star Wars game, LEGO Star Wars. We're talking a complete new experience, episode 1
honestly,
through episode 9. Okay? I am so flippin' excited for this. And this trailer made me more excited. They showed third-person shooting mechanics, first-person pod racing, new combat, like, entirely. Okay? Like, the cutscenes, the classic LEGO comedy, but new. Yeah. Not from, like, the original saga, like, game or anything like that.
Finn, I was expecting to go into this with another basic-ass LEGO Star Wars game. But now I'm seeing behind-the-shoulder shooting. I'm seeing up-close-and-personal saber combat.
Yep.
Then I wrote in the notes, I scoffed at this game before, but now I'm fucking in. This looks so damn cool.
Let's go. It did get delayed till spring 2021. No,
that's okay.
That's right. It's fine. Take your time. Take your time.
That's okay. Take your time.
Get a 10 out of 10. IGN, give it a 10 out of 10 already. That's it.
Can't wait.
It's a wrap.
Next, we had a game called Struggling, which was just kind of like one of those ones where you go through a 2D scape as kind of a large figure. It's a lot of like swinging around and grabbing onto the 2D environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of all there is to it.
Cool.
Next, there's a game called Chorus, which is kind of a space flight game where it's kind of arcade style. It sounded like there was some like horror elements, but okay. I don't know how they plan to do that in a flight sort of environment. There's like teleportation, kind of other like power-ups or abilities to keep the gameplay fresh, so it looks like.
And we got a special look at Fall Guys Season 2.
Yes, we did.
It's going to be medieval themed, not only in costumes but also in courses, like they're doing like tower hops or like wall
drawbridge.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
This must have been whipped together very fast because Fall Guys has only been popular for like 2 weeks and Gamescom's been planned for a long time.
Oh, yeah. They were grinding away at this.
Yeah, good for them.
Their employees are probably working overtime.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Looks cool.
They had like dragons, wizards, knights, and Vikings shown as costumes.
Yeah.
Which were all cool. Mm-hmm. Next, they just had a little promo for Wasteland 3 that is launching August 28th, which looks cool.
That's today.
Oh, that's my kind of game. That sort of like top down. It's very tactical. I think it's turn based. Yeah. Sort of XCOM like shooter. Love XCOM. Big in XCOM. Should be right up my alley.
Sweet.
Sweet. Finn. Medal of Honor. Above and Beyond.
Yeah. I watched the trailer for this. I by the way, right after the LEGO trailer, I had to leave to go do some work.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to watch the rest, but I did watch a couple of these trailers afterwards, the ones that I wanted to watch. So I didn't see this one. I did see this one. Yes.
Okay. So, Medal of Honor Above and Beyond. Kind of a big deal. This is the first Medal of Honor title we've had maybe since like 2011, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
It's the director from the original Medal of Honor game back in like 1999.
Sure.
Not only that, but it's entirely, I think entirely, VR based.
Yeah.
It's World War II. Mm-hmm. A lot of people complain about the graphics during this trailer, but I think that keeping in mind that it is a VR game, I think there's a little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
What do you think?
They weren't like super impressive, the graphics or anything, but I don't think they were like the worst thing ever. It's VR, so I definitely give it a pass. You know, that's just my mindset. I'm not expecting like the best of the best graphics or anything.
Yeah.
It looks cool. It's hard for me to get excited, super excited for VR games because I don't have a VR. Like, I can't play it.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
But it looks Medal of Honor-y, you know? If that's a term I can use, I don't know. Yeah.
It does look Medal of Honor-y.
Yeah. So cool. I mean, I hope it's good. Cool. I hope they're doing they're doing something different. They're trying something new. And what else could we ask for?
There was at one point in the trailer where he had a knife in his hand.
Yeah.
And then he tossed it and caught it. Like by the blade and threw it at a guy.
Yeah,
it was cool. So sick.
It was very cool.
Anyway, moving on, we had Spellbreak, which is just another battle royale game. But the big shtick of this game is that you are a wizard, and so as you go through, you are like flying and doing all this cool like wizard shit to go through and do the battle royale thing.
Spellbreak's had many betas.
Many betas.
Man, it's been like, there's a lot of gameplay out on it and stuff too.
Yes, I have there's seen a lot some... of gameplay beta out.
It looks fun.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I'll play it or not though. We'll see. September 3rd, that's only 5 days away.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Maybe I'll check it out. Okay. What's Factor 5?
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Everything is going to shit here. Factor 5 is an old game that is German, and so they made a big deal out of it because Gamescom is in Germany.
Okay.
So it like maybe hinted at a remaster, but
okay.
I have little to no knowledge about it. Sorry, my set's going to shit right now.
No, it's fine. I will start talking about the Destiny 2, which I have some thoughts on. I have a lot of thoughts on. For Destiny 2, the Dying Light expansion, we got a new trailer for it, and it was an overview of the new subclasses and the stasis powers, or the harnessing the darkness powers. Warlock has Shadebinder, which uses a sorcerer staff to freeze enemies, and it's like this big chunky thing with this ice chunky thing that shoots these ice chunky things and to chunk up the enemies.
A lot of chunkers going on.
Yeah, I'll tell my thoughts on this after we describe it. The Hunter has a Revenant subclass, which uses twin ice axes that can ricochet. This one looks cool and right up the Hunter's alley. This one looks the best in my opinion and the most on brand. Titan has the Behemoth, which uses ice fists to manipulate their environment and freeze enemies, which looks like it sucks, and I will hate Crucible because of this. And
yeah, it also just doesn't look like a ton of fun to use. Also, it's a Titan ass power.
Yeah,
I think this is why I'm starting to like. I love my Titan, but I feel like half the abilities are just boring, and I play Sunbreaker most of the time. Because I feel like it has like the coolest thing. Get a fucking hammer. That's dope.
Throw a hammer.
But all the other abilities are like, oh, we'll just give you fists.
Yeah.
Or like, we'll just make yourself super strong. And they play it up like, oh, you are the weapon. And I'm like, I don't want to be a fucking weapon, okay? That's not cool.
It's kind of cool. It's just not cool in the way that you want.
But it's not. Like, you're just punching shit. Like,
here's my problem. In November, everybody is going to shift to using these ice freezing powers. Can you imagine the Crucible where everybody's freezing each other and you're just standing still and you can't shoot anybody? This is going to suck. And I love Destiny.
Yeah, it's not gonna be good.
And I always give them the benefit of the doubt, but I don't think this is going to be good. I don't think this is a good move. This might be cool for PvE, but it's going to suck for PvP. Like, super suck. Yeah. They'll have to... I guarantee there's going to be big changes. Like, the first month of being out. Like, in PvP, I can see this... Sorry, PvE, I can see this being very fun. Like on strikes and stuff like that, freezing a group of enemies, taking them out. That sounds dope. But freezing an enemy in like your fast-paced PvP combat?
Yeah.
Nah, no thanks. It's not the move. No thank you.
No thank you.
And quickly, I just want to give a little rant real quick.
During this
trailer.
There's something I love.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything more, in fact, that I love than a good old Vincent DeSantis rant.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
In this trailer, they're showing off all the subclasses for the enemies. And we're getting to a point where it's like a climax in the trailer. The music has hit its peak. And there's a camera shot on a very familiar Crucible map we've seen before with a Warlock running, which is fine, no problem. The Warlock's running away from these ice things. And this Warlock is a very big close-up to the armor. And James... This armor was none other than Wing Theorem, which is the armor set that is the Warlock's Crucible armor set, and it's been like this for 3 years. It's been the base level Crucible set. When you win or lose a Crucible match, you get a piece of Wing Theorem gear, and I'm over it. Add some new basic armor. That's fine. Like, it's fine if you have basic armor in Crucible. Add, like, five armor sets so that you don't have to get the same damn thing every single time, dude. Especially that it was in this trailer means it's not going away. It is not. Wing Theorem is not going away. And it's ugly, dude. Wing Theorem is effing ugly.
Yeah. Even, like, for the other sets, too, the Crucible armor is god-awful.
It was fine for one season. That was fine for one season? Cool. the helmet would have been cool if it was limited. Maybe I'd use it later on. But everybody has it. It's not cool. Even with shaders, you cannot save it. It's dumb.
Here's the thing. Okay, then here's what I want. This is what I want every MMO to do in terms of their armor styles, right? Mm-hmm. I think DC Universe Online did it best. Do you play DC Universe Online, Vin?
Barely. I played on the PS4 like 2014, 2015, maybe a little.
In DC Universe Online, what you would do is whenever you got a piece of gear, sorry, it's really bright.
You're
right
fine.
Now.
It's all good.
In DC Universe Online, whenever you get a piece of armor or a weapon, whatever, that armor or weapon would come with a style, okay, right? And so whenever you would equip this piece, you would automatically save the style. And so what would happen is that style would go into like a bank.
Okay.
You'd have a bank of all your styles from every piece of armor you ever gotten equipped. So you just hit like equip real quick if you wanted the style, but you didn't want it. So you just equip it and then unequip.
Sure.
And then you'd have that style saved. And so what you could do is you could pull from this whole list of styles whenever you want to create a matching or mismatched armor set, whichever way you liked, as long as you picked up that piece of armor
before
once, you saved it. And so you said like, oh, I want this, like one of the styles is Greco-Roman. So it's like, oh, I want a Greco-Roman set. You don't need all your armor to be Greco-Roman in order to have them all equipped. And so they try to do something like that with the
ornaments.
With the ornament systems.
Which is great. That's headed in the right direction.
It's headed in the right direction, but the only thing is like you cannot. It is so hard to get ornaments.
Yeah.
Unless you just pay outright for them. And they're expensive.
Yep.
It's like $20 for an ornament set.
Yeah.
And they don't have that many of them.
You're right. It's at the end of the battle pass, so you get one full set of ornaments per season right now. And that's at the very end of the battle pass.
And that's the very end.
Yeah.
So you only get ornaments if you're a very dedicated player.
Yep. They really need to rework that too. This is why one of the reasons I really wanted Destiny 2 to end, like kind of be over after this season pass. Yeah. It ran its course, had a great run. It had a phenomenal run, in my opinion, overall. It had so many problems, but I had such a good time with it. I wish they would start from the beginning, really take their time, because they had a lot of improvements from D2 to D1, and I'm sure there'd be even more from D3 to D2. But no, we have three more years of Destiny 2. So.
And I think it needs a new engine. The engine's so outdated.
It's getting old.
It's getting real old.
We're looking at a mid-console cycle Destiny 3 for PS5, which is a long ways away.
Yeah, no, I'm out. And for that, I'm out.
For that reason, I'm out. Yeah. Okay, that's all I got on Destiny 2. We'll see how the new season is. It's going to be on Game Pass, so I probably won't buy it right away. I'll just play it on Game Pass. I keep Game Pass. I think my Game Pass is up in next month. Late September. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, hit me with this. With this last.
Next up is the magnum opus of the entire presentation. The thing we were all waiting for the entire time because it was foretold.
Really, bro? I was waiting.
On Twitter.
I was just waiting for Lego Star Wars, bro.
I was waiting for Elden Ring. I was with all those people waiting for Elden Ring. And what, like those people, I'm in pain.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we got is Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart Uninterrupted gameplay demo. Mm-hmm. Now it starts off, we got the nice new PlayStation Studios logo. Nathan said I was waiting for Bridgewalker.
Yep, of course.
Okay, so PlayStation Studios logo looks gorgeous. The particle effects looked incredible. It just looks so good, so smooth. Every little dimension pull that you teleported, it looked so smooth, no stuttering whatsoever.
I watched it right before we started the show. I was thoroughly impressed, and I think it's a great tech piece for the PS5.
Absolutely.
And it'll be a great game too, not only just a tech piece.
Some people don't think so.
Tell me why.
Some people, a lot of people, were disappointed. It's got a lot of backlash because it was only 30 frames per second in the demo.
Yeah.
Now, it is granted this was 4K, but it was only 30 frames per second. Now, there is an update that is confirmed by Insomniac that there is a 60 frames per second performance mode, as is offered along with other first-party PlayStation 5 games such as Demon's Souls, Astrobot, and Spider-Man Miles Morales. Mm-hmm. So you can play on 60 frames per second, but granted, that's going to be at a detriment to the game's graphical fidelity.
Sure. That's fine.
After the gameplay, during the dev little interview, they said that there are no load screens in the entire game.
Right.
Which is a huge flex.
It is a very large flex, and I'm sure they'll pull it off.
I absolutely agree. I think they can do it. And that might be a reason why it'll only run at 30 frames per second with 4K.
Definitely.
Maybe.
It could go into that, yeah.
Could contribute to that, absolutely.
Contribute, thank you.
One cool thing they talked about was that the DualSense controller has a huge impact on the gameplay.
Yep.
And one way that it is that every gun expresses itself differently through the DualSense controller.
Yeah.
Right. So the prime example that they use is with the shotgun. Yeah. Right. And so it's a double barrel shotgun. So if you want to pull just the first barrel, you pull it like halfway until you feel resistance. And then you pull it the rest of the way for the second barrel. However,
so cool.
It's a big baddie. You just go straight through all the way.
Boom, 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 boom. Like boom, one boom. Click.
Yep.
That's so sick. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
They said
wait.
The shatter bomb, like when you would throw a shatter bomb, you could feel like the individual like pieces shattering through the DualSense haptic feedback.
Xbox,
and if you got further away, you'd feel it less.
Xbox new controller has nothing on the DualSense.
But on a quick rant, I don't know why some people are very upset that they are forcing you to buy another controller for the PlayStation
5. One comes with the PlayStation 5.
One comes with the PlayStation. And then there's never been a console where you don't have to buy a new controller.
Yeah. I don't know. You can use your PS4 controller to play PS4 games on the PS5. Get over it. You're getting a controller with it to play PS5 games. That's going to be a better experience. Why would you want to use a PS4 controller when you have the DualSense with the adapter triggers and the haptic feedback and all that good stuff?
Whack. That's what it is.
Whack.
Man. It's whack.
I agree.
That concludes
Gamescom.
Gamescom.
James,
2020.
We are 1 hour into this podcast and we have 4 more news stories for you. 2 big ones, 2 small ones.
We're going to be grinding through this, baby.
I'm most excited for this next one.
As am I.
Last Saturday was
James.
Was at DC Fandom. And DC Fandom, we got 2 new games that I'm fairly excited about with my reservations.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of reservations. I'll explain. It's we got, first off, WB Montreal comes out with their trailer. To which I am assuming we're getting a new Batman game, Court of Owls. To which we did not get a new Batman game. We're getting a Gotham Knights game, which I will explain here.
Which is a Bat game.
It's a Bat game in a Bat universe, not the Arkham universe. And I will explain now. Okay, so after over a year of teasing with the final long ARG tease this past week, WB Games Montreal has finally revealed Gotham Knights, their next title. Starting with the supposed death of Bruce Wayne as Batman, Gotham Knight also has the destruction of the Batcave. On his death, a secret message goes out to all of his allies, telling him that they are needed, as only they can defend Gotham without him there, especially after the death of Jim Gordon. Featuring Batgirl, Nightwing, Red Hood, and Robin, Gotham Knight shows a take on Gotham when the security of Batman is gone and the city is left to these heroes to defend. You will be able to swap between characters during gameplay to experiment and mix and match to find what you like, as well as play in 2-player co-op. Gotham Knight prominently features the Court of Owls as a villain, which looks very cool. In comparison to past games, if you aren't familiar with them, the Court of Owls is a secret society of Gotham's richest and oldest families that have secretly controlled Gotham for centuries, dating back to the colonial days. Their enforcers are highly trained assassins called Talons, and they will be among the foes you can expect to face. Confirmed later after the gameplay trailer that this is not a part of the Arkham series. This is separate. So, I'm watching this trailer, have no idea it's called Gotham Knights yet. I'm watching it not live because I was unavailable live. And I see right away it starts with the death of Bruce Wayne. I'm like, okay, this is sick. Dude, Batman, oh my god, this is going to be dope. Whatever it is. Maybe Batman faked his death or some shit. Like, I don't know, bro. And then we get all their ally characters, and I'm like, oh my goodness. It's a team-up game. And I'm over team-up games. And we're about to talk about another team-up game afterwards. I want one character, an in-depth story, where we get to know that character, we know what that character's struggling with, and we feel like we're playing, and we feel like we are him, and I feel like that's how the Arkham games were so good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to switch between characters. Co-op will be fun, but I didn't necessarily want it very badly at all. What do you think?
Here's my worry.
Yeah.
Here's my worry. That there's two sides of this coin.
Sure.
Either I don't want to play as half these characters. I just want to pick one. I don't want to be really good with that one. Like, I love Red Hood. If I want to play Red Hood and play the whole game through as Red Hood, I want to do that. However, if they cater too much to the audience who wants to just flip-flop around,
yeah,
these characters aren't going to get fleshed out.
Not at all. Yeah.
So I'm thinking you either need to make players play as some of these characters in order to flesh out their stories.
Yeah.
Right?
The whole like an intro mission, you know?
Of course, you're going to like the Avengers beta, you had the intro mission where you had to play as Kamala Khan, you had to play as Hulk.
Yeah.
But also thing, I hated that because I didn't like Kamala Khan and I don't like playing as Hulk.
Yeah.
Right? But it's the double-edged sword of like you either play as whoever you want and you don't get as much story, or you get the story, you get the character development, and you don't, or my worry with Avengers, you don't get either.
Sure. I mean, here's, I totally see the sides too. Like, I really wanted a good story from this, and I'm already expecting we're not going to get a good story. I'd assume though that the combat and playing with friends co-op and stuff is going to be tons of fun. Like, that's going to be, it looks fun, like a great time. It's just not what I wanted.
It looks better than Avengers, I'll say that.
It does look a lot better than Avengers. Yeah, dude. Oh, God. I don't know what
Can
else
I
to say
about
that this
game on the podcast.
I'm not ready to say that yet. I'm.
I'm ready to say it.
I think there's still hope. There's another war table, bro. And they say it's going to be the best one yet, which means I bet we're going to get a look at Spider-Man. We have to watch it. It doesn't even matter. We have to watch it. He's rolling
I'll
his
watch.
Eyes. Yeah.
I'll watch.
I don't know. Gotham Knights, I'm super excited for it. Not what I wanted, but I'm excited for what it is.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Next up, we have a Suicide Squad Rocksteady game trailer and details. So, as you know, there was a screenshot of Superman with the Suicide Squad and an X over his face.
Yeah.
And as it was speculated that Superman would be the main villain of the game, it is now revealed that the entire Justice League is the target of Suicide Squad in this game.
Yeah.
Going on to our notes. Rocksteady Studios Batman Arkham series follow-up returns a developer to the world of DC Comics. And now we actually know about what Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League entails beyond the obvious given its title and all. Shown during the game's DC Fandom panel, the first trailer revealed the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League playable characters, which include Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang, Deadshot, and King Shark in a 2022 release window. As the name implies, and as revealed in the trailer, Superman has become evil, or something, and the Suicide Squad is tasked with killing the Justice League. We don't know if this is a sort of injustice storyline sort of deal, or what. All we know is Superman... Yeah. Is very brooding and very evil looking.
Yeah.
Rocksteady appeared during the stream to share some additional details, including the gameplay, which will include Rocksteady's quote, superhero, supervillain empowerment, end quote. From the Arkham games, plus gunplay, as these villains are more well armed. Set in an open-world metropolis, each character, quote, has their own unique moveset with enhanced traversal abilities to freely explore the dynamic open world of Metropolis, along with a variety of weapons to customize and skills to master, end quote. So they're really trying to flesh out each one of these individual characters similar to Avengers.
Don't bring it there yet. Don't bring it there yet, James.
Suicide Squad will also be a 1-4 player experience. Rocksteady says it'll be completely playable in single player with bots filling the role of other three characters. Sounds very similar to another game. Or load in with three friends as a full 4-player squad. Never heard that one before. Never. Furthermore, players will be able to jump in at any time. So start a game in single player, have one or two friends join, maybe a friend leaves. It's all up to you.
I'm extremely worried about this.
I trust Rocksteady more with a game like this than I do Square Enix or Crystal Dynamics.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It looks better. Like, it looks good. The cinematic was gorgeous. It
looks good.
And I thought the voice acting was funny, on brand for all the characters. I don't want team-up games, dude. Give me one character. I would love to free roam as one character around Metropolis. And I know I feel, I'm like, selfish, you know what I mean? Like, they're giving us four characters to play as. That's so cool. Yeah, but we're not going to get a good story with four characters. When have we ever gotten a good story with four characters in co-op? We haven't. And these games are good. These developers are known for giving good stories, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But it'll be fun.
I have trust in Rocksteady. Out of all three of these, I have trust in Rocksteady.
Here's what I think. Say that. Rocksteady's going to have the best story. Gotham Knight's going to have the most fun gameplay with friends. That's how it's going to go. And then Avengers is going to lose its player base in the first 3 weeks. Quote it. Clip it.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is. I agree.
But that's not to say that I'm not excited for this game. I just, my expectations were different, and I should have been more open to like this. So I'm disappointed overall by both of these games.
What do you think Suicide Squad was going to be?
I don't know. I really don't know. Especially that it just gave us these four characters too. It's kind of a weird choice to me.
I feel like someone's missing.
These are fine. You got Deadshot, Captain Boomerang.
Captain Boomerang has like a teleportation ability, which looks cool.
Yeah. King Shark,
that
though.
That was cool.
I guess.
Okay, my thing with King Shark is King Shark, like, I thought never uses guns. I thought was King Shark's thing. It was like, King Shark, I'm a shark, and just rips everyone up.
Maybe he does. Did he use a gun in the trailer?
Yeah.
Damn. I just don't know the character that much.
I'm sure there's more. I know little knowledge about
DC
Universe stuff.
But, I don't know, cautiously optimistic once again. I've been let down too many times by video games, dude. I can't let it happen all the time. I get overexcited.
Yeah.
Well.
In other news, more hopeful news.
Yeah.
Nintendo is rumored to be considering 4K for a Switch Pro model.
Pretty cool.
Finn, the light now is entirely engulfing my face. It's okay. So this comes from Game Rant. As the Nintendo Switch moves closer to being 4 years old, the rumors and interest around a new enhanced console continue to grow.
Yes.
After a report this week claiming that an upgraded version of the hybrid machine is in development for 2021, new rumors are suggesting that the Switch Pro, as is being referred to, will potentially be far more powerful than the original Switch. The story from Bloomberg reporter Takashi Mochizuki claims that Nintendo has been looking into 4K resolution for the Switch Pro and into the increased computing power that would be needed to support the increased pixel count.
Sure.
However, the report also states that the specifications for the Switch Pro are yet to be finalized, despite recent reports claiming that it will start production in early 2021.
Yeah.
The leakers involved also claimed that Nintendo will be supporting the Switch Pro with a wide range of first and third party games aimed at a large breadth of players. Leakport also speculates that the company's focus on the new machine could be behind the quieter than expected Switch lineup in 2020. It is abysmal.
No, it would be surprising.
Dude,
they have Paper Mario that just came out. They had Animal Crossing, which people played for months. And they're third parties.
Not it,
yeah, you're right. That's pretty much it. They had good third parties, though.
They did have good third parties. In particular, it would be surprising if The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 was not planned for the console.
Yeah.
While the report is currently just a rumor, Bloomberg's Takashi Mochizuki has currently leaked information.
Correctly
leaked information about Nintendo products in the past. He has a good reputation.
Yeah. This is cool. I'm not ready to upgrade to a Switch Pro. Like, I already have a Switch and I'm very happy with it, and I don't play it enough to upgrade. But I think this is cool. The Switch is a hit for Nintendo. It would totally make sense for them to give it an upgrade.
Yeah.
I'd still play Breath of the Wild 2 on my regular Switch though, you know? Like, I'm not ready to spend that money on a console. I'm about to spend a bunch of money on the PS5.
Yeah.
So that's that. But 4K, sweet. Definitely better than the 720 screen we have right now on the Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Huge jump.
Yep. I'm assuming it'll output 4K also if you want it to, like if you want to dock it.
Yeah.
So super cool. Okay. Oh, we have two more after this.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, James, hit me with this next one. This is all you.
Valve quietly releases a teaser for a Left 4 Dead 2 update. Yes, the Left 4 Dead 2 that came out in like 2009 is now getting an update. This is the first piece of new content added since 2012, states Charlie Hall from Polygon. Do be warned, it is not a Valve-made update. Rather, it is a fan-made update, which Valve stamped their seal of approval on.
Which is super sick.
It is really cool. Update is titled The Last Stand and refers to a lighthouse theme level previously only available in the original Left 4 Dead. I have no idea what this is going to entail. Maybe graphical improvements, maybe not. Nothing is known about it.
I have Left 4 Dead 2 on my computer on Steam, and so when this comes out, we should totally download and play.
I still have Left 4 Dead 2 downloaded.
Okay, I would love to play it. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. I love Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah.
Pump that baby up with some mods, you're good to go.
I'm excited. Dude, that's going to be hella fun, actually. Oh, I'm stoked.
It's going to be hella fun.
Do
you want to take this last one?
I'll take this last one. This is leaving you guys on a cliffhanger. Big cliffhanger for the last news piece. VGC sources claim a November 13th PS5 release with an Xbox Series X release shortly beforehand. This comes from Andy Robertson from VGC.
At Video Game Chronicle.
Yeah, Video Game Chronicle. According to Video Game Chronicle development and retail sources, mid-November is exactly when PS5 is most likely to land, which we've already heard rumors about countless times. Yes. We've heard November 17th a lot. So this is a kind of new November 13th, but it's still in the same week. It's, you know. In the UK, we understand that PlayStation has already booked significant marketing spend for the 7 days commencing on Friday, November 13th. Multiple retail sources have also told us that a launch during this window would fit within their expectations. It is also speculated that Series X will arrive ahead of the PlayStation 5 during the first week of November. To add on to this, James, people registered with PlayStation that have an account got an email a couple days ago to sign up for a lottery system for pre-orders.
Basically, that's what it sounds like. It's first come, first serve, however.
Yes.
So I assume there's a certain cutoff in which they'll take like the first 250 people who got their PlayStation ID in, and then the next 250 people who got their PlayStation ID, and then so on and so forth in waves.
I am ready to pre-order this, even though we don't have a price yet. I'm ready.
I'm ready. I am too.
I can't wait. Dude, this is so exciting. This is literally a couple months away when these consoles come out.
3 months away.
I definitely want to do something special on the channel for when we get our PS5s.
We'll do a little unboxing action.
Oh my god, that'd be so much fun.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts here? This leak says the Xbox is going to release before PlayStation.
Did the Xbox One release before the PlayStation 4?
No, PS4 did first.
Really?
Yeah, okay. PS4 was first and the Xbox was $100 more expensive with that Kinect.
That's right. Even though that is the case, I don't think Xbox Series X will outsell the PlayStation 5 at launch.
Me neither. Even if this week or that week is not gonna save them.
I enjoy that it's earlier than we anticipated with like the 19th date, because that means we get a little bit of time before some of the larger titles hit, right? Or
sure.
I think 13th is a good date because I think that's either right at the same time or just before some of the large releases in that November window, Call of Duty.
Yeah, keep going, because I found this little thing on Twitter. I saved it. I'm pulling it up right now with the release dates of the games in November. It's crazy.
Oh, great. So I think it's Call of Duty. I think it's Assassin's Creed Valhalla, NBA 2K21.
All right, here we go.
Gosh.
November 10th, we have Destiny 2 Beyond Light.
Okay.
And Sukuna, which I don't know what Sukuna is. Okay, forget it. November 12th, Just Dance. So right before, we got a new Just Dance. But yes. November 13th, we have Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, Kingdom Hearts, Melody of Memory, and Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Yeah,
just Yakuza. A couple days later, November 17th, we have Assassin's Creed Valhalla. And just 2 days after that, on November 19th, we have Cyberpunk 2077. Loaded.
Hell yeah. Can't wait for Cyberpunk.
That's without the release dates of whenever Miles Morales is coming out. Ratchet & Clank is coming out.
And launch window, Ratchet & Clank.
Exactly. I'm sure Ratchet & Clank is going to launch with the PS5. It just totally makes sense.
It's going to be in November. That's my guess, in November.
I think it launches day and day with PS5.
Well.
Yeah.
Bundled, maybe?
I'm sure. I'm sure they will.
Well.
I think it's the perfect thing for them. They can market that to kids and adults, and it uses all the tech that the PS5 has to offer. It's a no-brainer for me.
It's a no-brainer. All right, Ben. Sit at home.
All right, random fun stuff. Our favorite part of the show. Number one, Ghost of Tsushima sells 1.9 million copies in July. Huge for a new IP.
Mm-hmm. New Fortnite season drops. It's pretty cool. It's Avengers themed.
It's pretty cool.
No.
That's about it.
No.
Hitman 2016 and Shadowrun Collection are free to keep on Epic Game Store. Is that right now? Like, are they...
Right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Cool. Because there was the switch over. I just saved the other games from the last month. And then so, I'm ready. I'm ready for Hitman 2016.
It's good.
Yeah, it's fun. It was free on PlayStation a while ago, too. Picked that up.
Yeah.
Played it. Or played most of it.
I wonder, does it just have one level, or is it all of the...
I think it's a whole game.
Levels.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Which is super dope. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Please, if you're not in the Discord already, join that, because we're going to have a lot of switch-ups in our times and everything. We'd love to keep you guys updated. We're still grinding, doing what needs to be done. And yeah, we're just happy you guys are here hanging out with us.
Yeah, we are.
That's it. That's all I got for today. Episode 29. Keep an eye out for maybe some thumbnail changes coming up. We're working on just like some small updates and quality of life improvements. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. Peace out.